of the great things about Rosie on the House is we have a lot of our Rosie on the House certified partners listening in on us, and they kind of help us along. And we took the call, I think it was from JR, trying to get a big screen TV mounted, and our electrician, the Mighty Electricians, John Bolenbaugh, called and said, hey, make sure he knows a lot of people do things wrong. Actually, John Bolenbaugh of Mighty Electricians, as well as Don at Stabley's Home Entertainment Systems, are kind of talking about all the things they see people do wrong all the time. And one of the things that people do wrong is they fish the actual electrical cord of the television down inside the wall, the power cord. And that power cord is not made to be buried in a wall. So that's one of the mistakes you don't want to do. You want to get the receptacle fished up to the height of the TV and mount the box where it's
hidden. And
then
wrap the cord.
And then wrap the cord.
Zip-tie it so it's concealed.
So thank you, John Bolenbaugh, the Mighty Electrician, one of our Rosie Certified Electricians in Maricopa County, for eavesdropping in on the show and helping us out a little bit. Let's get back to the calls. We've got plenty of people waiting to get in. There is one open line if you'd like to jump on board. Let's see what we can do to help you at Rosie on the House. The number's toll-free. That's great. Wherever you are in Arizona, my wife pays for the phone call. 1-888-767-4348. Buddy, let's bring Tiana into the conversation. Good morning, Miss Tiana.
Good morning, Rosie. How are you doing this morning?
Super fantastic, and I hope you are as well.
I am. I just have a quick question for you.
Fire away.
My husband and I have been super cooling our house for about a month now, and we just saw our first bill come back. And when you look at the generation of the on and off peak, just that cost alone, we've saved about 25%.
Okay.
But the problem comes in is that our energy company has gone and raised all of our fees and charges. So, and one of our charges actually went up by $20, the delivery service charge. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to know if this is something that you've experienced or if it's something that I should have taken into consideration.
No. It's all part of the game. And what I want you to do, Tiana, is I want you to fax me your power bill. Romy, do you remember our fact?
I was about to say, she probably, in a modern age, gets a e-report, and she could probably just click forward, info@rosieonthehouse.com.
Oh. Do you get your bill electronically?
I do, sir.
Okay, well, just forward to us, info@rosieonthehouse.com.
I can't tell you the last time I used my printer at home.
Your printer? I haven't used a fax machine in a long time. I used to have that number memorized, but I don't anymore. Tiana, what happens is at the beginning of the summer, utility companies are allowed to raise up their delivery cost fee, okay? So you may feel like that they were dinging you for being smart and super cooling. They weren't. That was just part of the regularly, annually routine of what they go through. If you would check back to last year's and the year before that, you would see every summer those fees tick up a little bit. And most people don't catch that because their mindset is, well, it's summer. My summer bills are going to go up. And they don't diagnose it line item by line item.
But you
shoot me that, and I'll give you a complete analysis of how much you did save by super cooling. Super cooling the house is turning your thermostat down low when you're off peak. Price for kilowatt hours are the lowest. If you're doing it smartly over the course of an entire month, you ought to be able to look on your bill and see that you're buying about an 80-20 split. 80% of your power should be consumed off peak. I've seen homeowners who have taken that as high as 92, 93, 94% off peak, and their net effective kilowatt rate for the entire month is down around 6 and 6.5 cents for the entire month. That's tough to do without a lot of aggressive planning, but you can get to it 85, 15, 80, 20 pretty easy, and you ought to be able to get your kilowatt total consumption down to under 10 cents a kilowatt. That's what you're kind of shooting for. Shoot me your invoice. I'll analyze it for you and get back to you. I was on the phone with a woman yesterday at the office. She called me. She says, Rosie, 3,700 square foot, family of five, all electric home. We do super cool, but we've got a home energy audit here that's telling us we need to go to an R60 insulation in our attic. We've added 27 recessed cans in our home over the course of the last couple of years in a remodel. They want to seal all those, and then they want to do an AeroSeal duct thing. So I got to talking to her about all the things she was doing. I said, well, look, you've got 3,700 square feet. You've got five people in the house. You're turning the temperature down to 69 degrees at night. You're allowing it to go to 78 degrees during the middle of the day. You're consuming something between 2,700 and 3,000 kilowatts a month. Your bill's got to be $425 a month, right? She says, no. Last month, it was $424.90. I said, listen, darling, you're buying about 85 to 87% of all your power off peak. All of that money you're getting ready to spend to put insulation in attic is never going to be a payback. It's probably not the smartest place to spend your money. So we had a great conversation, and we've got Todd Russo here joining us from Rias, our ROSI certified home energy audit expert in Maricopa County, and we're going to be talking in the next hour about all the new innovations that the manufacturers are bringing to the world of air conditioning. It's a fascinating topic. Y'all got to stay tuned because we are fundamentally going to change the way we cool our houses here in the next decade. Next caller.
Mike, calling from Sierra Vista.
Oh,
welcome to the program.
Man, beautiful Sierra Vista. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, it's 211. How are you?
Very good. How can we help you?
Sorry, I had you on speaker there. I got you back normal. Hey, I'm doing well. I have a manufactured home that I purchased down here.
Okay.
And it came, obviously, with, I believe it was 96. And it's got the regular OSB laminated plywood siding.
Right.
And the thing's been pretty well maintained, but there's a few spots where it's kind of getting spongy. And I think if I ever wanted to sell it, I should probably put some new siding on it. My question is, I believe I can probably put just regular horizontal siding, you know, like Hardy plank or something similar right on top of that, correct?
Yeah, you can. I would want to do a real good investigation as to the OSB siding that's there. Has it swollen up and all of that, or is it just starting to do some paint peeling and whatnot?
It's just the very base of it, kind of where it hits, it kind of butts right into, I guess, a belly board.
Yeah.
It runs horizontally on the bottom, and there's just one or two little spots. I've kept a pretty good eye on it.
Okay.
I've only been there a couple years where we're starting to get just a little bit, but I'd say, you know, 99% of it is in pretty good shape. So I'm assuming that's the only thing, right? Like where I'm from in Washington, you'll put up some OSB first and then side over that.
Yeah.
But that's probably seismic, whereas down here you can just get away with one coat does everything, or one sheet does everything.
One layer does everything, yeah. And you can run a horizontal hardy board right over the top of that. You sure can.
Okay, and that would be is that hardy plank? Well, what do you recommend down here? I mean, I've never...
I like the cement-based hardy plank, exactly, is what I like.
Okay, and that he pretty well stands up to the climate, I would assume.
As good as almost anything else, that's for sure. The other look you might want to consider, you know, is another great look is over that OSB board you've got. You can get some vapor barrier in there and put some of the faux stone as kind of an applique that can look awfully handsome and sharp as well. So, Mike, thanks for the call from Sierra Vista. Welcome to Arizona from the great state of Washington. And I'll bet you Sierra Vista is looking awfully pretty nice right now in that whole lower southern Arizona.
And that would be what Rosie was talking about, the stone. You were asking about durability. Obviously, the stone's going to last the longest.
Absolutely.
SureTouch, I believe, is the Belgard product that they make for vertical wall application. You can go to our website, go under Masonry, go to Superlight's website, and the SureTouch. And I mean, it's not even something you could do it halfway up and give it the old Western Ranch look. You don't have to go all the way to the top. So there's a couple great options for you.
Absolutely. Hey, I want to announce the federal government is celebrating my birthday.
Are they?
On Monday. Yes, they are.
Okay.
The Grand Canyon, Toosie Goot, and Montezuma Castle are all allowing free entry on Monday.
How about that?
My birthday.
So, is this a ROSI special? Did you do this?
I guess it must be. So it's actually celebrating the birthday of the National Park Service, which is 98 years old.
So you won't be that old.
I didn't know I shared a birthday with the National Park Service. But I think it's awful nice they're opening up all those parks just for our listeners on my birthday. So if you're looking for something to do, know that on Monday, get to the Grand Canyon, get to Tuzigoot, or get to Montezuma Castle, and you're in for free. It is a perfect Arizona one-day staycation. I want to take a minute. And
most
just...
people will know where the Grand Canyon is.
Uh-huh.
Tuzigoot's in Cottonwood.
Yeah. Yeah,
so Montezuma was the third. Okay.
Yeah, right. I want to thank some of the lodging facilities that have been participating with Rosie on the House and Sanderson Ford and Arizona Highways and the office Arizona Office of Tourism in their lodging packages that are all participating and allowing our winners to get up there and experience it. We've got the Reardon House, which is really a cool house overlooking the Camp Verde Valley, perched high up on the side of the hill in Jerome. We've got the Buck Springs Lodge in the Lakeside Pine Top area. We've got the Train Lodging in Williams. We've got London Bridge Resort over at Lake Havasu. We have Avenue Lodge and Bed and Breakfast just south of Flagstaff. And, of course, the Copper Queen down in Bisbee. Thank you for all those lodging facilities. If you're traveling in those particular areas, support them and tell them thanks for supporting the staycation at Rosie on the House.
Let's continue along with our calls. Let's bring Marty into the conversation. Marty, how can we help you this morning?
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a problem with my windows, my new windows that are about 4 or 5 years old,
okay,
leaking. And I put Pella's in.
Good.
But I didn't use the Pella company. I used another window company,
okay,
that did the installs. And they, you know, when the wind blows or we have a heavy rain,
uh-huh,
the water comes through. Not a lot, but it is leaking.
Now, let me ask you this. Have you contacted the company that installed them?
No, and Rosie, I'd rather not have them back.
Oh, okay. All right. Bad experience. Okay. Well, I tell you what. We've got an intimate relationship with the people at Pella. We can get you a Pella Certified Pro Installation Contractor out to the site. We're going to take your name and number, and I'm going to escort the Pella guy there to your house personally. We'll come up to the property, take a look at it, because I can promise you this. You're exactly right. It isn't the window. It's the way it was installed. We'll get it fixed up for you, Marty. I promise.